Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Into the happy hour. 5:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scrape. Lengthy show, but Black joined us earlier. Evan Drellick. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right. You out there like, thought we're going to have Evan Drellick on, but no.
No.
His evil twin, Evan Drellick.
Evan Drellick joined us for a terrific conversation in the early portion of the show, 2 o'clock hour. You'll get a chance to hear that at the end of our show today. Gentlemen, where do you want to go? I mean, Aztecs are going to tip off here and
the article you sent us this morning and said, please read.
I think we should go there. I think we should dispel this before it gets out somewhere else.
Yeah, Barry Bloom wrote an article today in the Forbes. And the title could send you to a bad place.
Yeah, let's not totally blame this on Barry.
Right.
His article, although I think, you know, stretching the truth or stretching your belief a little, is not as leading as the headline, and he doesn't write the headline.
Right.
And somebody else wrote the
headline.
One
of the things we learn early on is that, because, I mean, many of us have been mad at headlines before and mad at the writer because we thought he came up with the headline. That is not how it goes. But anyway, let me read you the headline.
Read the headline, and then tell people ahead of time that don't worry yet.
Yeah, no.
Because when you hear this headline, you're going to be, what?
The headline had me worried.
Right.
Yeah,
me too.
What Joe Lacob, remember, that is the owner of the Golden State Warriors. Everybody was like so happy that he was at least one of the owners.
Endorsed him again last night.
What Joe Lacob's interest in the Padres means for the team's future. And so It insinuates that if Joe Lacob gets the job, gets the team,
takes ownership of the Padres,
he could possibly want to move this team out of San Diego.
And it was almost a little more than like
insinuated.
He could.
Yeah.
It was like, look out, if this guy ends up owning the team, get ready for the Oakland Padres. Right.
That was the craziest part of the whole article. You're telling me you're going to take a team from San Diego and put them in Oakland?
Right.
You're going to take one of the best situations of any team anywhere, and the fan base and the setting of the stadium, and you're going to move to one of the worst.
It's the opening two sentences, opening sentence that I think sends you in a spiral, and it actually is a great way to make you read the whole article because he puts it at the top and you spend the rest of the article waiting for the shoe to drop.
Right. The first sentence says, look out, if this guy owns a team, it could mean they're moving. And then you read for another 20 minutes before it gets back to that.
Here's the first sentence. Golden State Warriors majority owner Joe Lacob is interested in buying Major League Baseball's Padres,
right,
which could endanger their franchise long-term viability in San Diego.
The only endangering he goes on to cite later in the article is that he interviewed John Moores, who said if the Padres ever left town, he would miss them.
This really irked Chris.
It does, because I would miss them. It doesn't mean they would move.
Yeah.
There's nothing to support his claim that they would move now, other than the fact that anything's possible.
But
the Yankees could move to Saskatchewan. Probably not going to happen.
That's an interesting name for them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, though, that's a hell of a market change. Right?
Yeah, but you're not going to put it in a headline. Look out, Yankees could move to Saskatchewan. And then later in the story go, you know, longtime Yankee fans said they'd be upset. But that doesn't mean they're going.
Here, he also, I'll give him this. He puts some information in there about the city's bonds and things like that, and Petco
right,
Park
a lot
of paid.
That. Yeah, I get that.
And at a certain point, they can the Padres can exit Petco Park. They had to have been there for like 20 years or something.
And they passed that, this past season.
Yeah, so there are openings for it, but I do not think this would ever happen.
I don't think beyond the fact that any team could move at any time, there's anything more than that to worry about, even if Mr. Lacob becomes the owner.
Right.
And if there was some truth to the fact that he was thinking about taking them to Oakland, I don't think this sales group or this particular ownership now, the Seidler people, would sell
it
the team.
Him. Yeah, no.
I think we're worrying about much ado about nothing kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it was.
We were never worried. He just.
Well, the first headline you were when you saw just the headline.
Then the first sentence was the first thing that got me. And then you spent the rest of the time, and as you went through it, you saw Mr. Moore's quote. There is the quote that was confirmed. I don't know that we ever found this when Joe Lacob's name popped up, but it was confirmed that he did say, always interested in looking into new opportunities, and buying the Padres might be something he'd explore. That was confirmed to be a quote from him by Forbes. So
we read that a long time ago that he was interested.
He's definitely interested.
And we were actually excited by that at the beginning, and I still think I kind of am, unless he really plans to go to Oakland. Why don't you move to somewhere? I mean, why go only to Oakland? There can be some other armpit somewhere else you could choose. Sorry, Oakland listeners, but
they just had this whole thing with the A's. There's no stadium there. Like,
right, that's the biggest thing. They have no stadium.
When I saw the Oakland,
no one
part,
wants to play in the Coliseum again.
The Coliseum should
at
not
this
be
point,
up.
At this point, I'm sure the animals have taken over the Coliseum. It hasn't been. It's
Can
been.
Can you
a
imagine
while.
What your raccoon's like in your studio?
He's Debo now.
Oh,
Debo
your guy, raccoon. Yeah, your raccoon friend
for sure. But it was an interesting article in terms of bringing everybody's ire.
As I wrote to you guys on their notes, I'm a big Barry Bloom fan. I've known him for a long time.
I think this particular
article is off kilter.
A little bit.
Now, maybe if in 7, 8, 9 years, Joe Lacob buys the Padres and moves into Oakland, then Barry, you get the last laugh. But I'm not counting on that happening.
I think pigs will fly before a Major League Baseball team
will they fly out of? Never mind.
I think
that was monkeys.
Yes, monkeys. Yeah. It was. You're right. I don't remember what movie that's from. But
I don't either, but the monkeys came out from somewhere.
Was it Mrs. Doubtfire?
Do you know where I'm going here, Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
When monkeys come. Oh, and then it actually happened. In the movie.
Get out of here.
No, in the movie. Was it Jumanji?
No.
No? Anyway.
Yeah.
We digress.
I'm Googling a phrase.
Deep digression here.
Oh, man. I just got a bunch of monkey butts pop up when I typed in.
Why did you type in that?
Because I wanted to type in the phrase.
I told you.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. That's what it was.
And then it actually happened?
Yes, and then it happened to that guy who was trying to, like, rob someone.
Okay.
That's right.
Great movie.
I think that was in both of our top fives for Jim Carrey movies.
Beautiful. Can I tell you guys something about CJ Stroud since we have 3 minutes?
Oh, yes. Please.
We are
us
now
this
in the era
business.
Because the NBA had that issue with gambling and players possibly fixing things. The we're in an era now where if someone plays bad, we're going to accuse them of throwing the game for betting purposes, and bettors want CJ Stroud investigated for his fumbles that he had in the Monday Night Football game. Now officially he only fumbled twice and he lost two, But he did fumble five times.
He actually dropped the ball five times.
Yeah. So the
people are saying he was trying to
inflate the fumble.
Inflate the fumble number.
People are saying they're mad because they lost money because he was
they
out
bet
there
under him to fumble.
Apparently,
you know what? If you bet under the fumble total, you deserve to lose your money. They've got the look. The prop bets are going to have to go away at some point.
I think so.
Either that or you're going to really be risking it too much. I don't know if you can risk any more. Teams, I don't think, want to lose games. So as long as you keep that on the up and up. But these prop bets are too easy to rig.
Or not rig.
This case, think that it's rigged because he really did play bad. Like, I was watching it like, who is what?
What are you doing? What happened to you?
Yeah.
He just kind of like held the ball and then dropped it. It was very strange. But, yeah, so bettors are out there asking for an investigation to be started onto CJ Stroud, even though, I mean, if you're betting on fumbles,
you've got
some problems because fumbles are very hard.
Your biggest issue if you're betting on fumbles is not that you lost money.
Yeah.
Your biggest issue is that you bet on that in the first place.
Yeah,
I would think
that the line for a fumble for a quarterback is only 0.5.
Yeah, it's got to be a half. So one fumble and you lose.
So the five fumbles, like,
you lost big there.
I don't get it.
All right. CJ, be careful.
Let's get to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, well, make sure you don't take a cup of beer in there with you.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
We'll definitely be roasting you while you go to the bathroom, too, by the way.
Sounds like we're going to roast him before he goes to the bathroom.
I had to edit something, and I couldn't leave the studio, and I'll be back.
All right. Don't take anything with you. 4-2 Aztecs early going at Laramie. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Never mind. We need NFL music, but we'll have to live without it.
Can you
it
put
for
NFL music on before you go to the bathroom,
He's
please?
He's back. Come on. I can't do the segment without it.
We need a little louder. Good? A little louder.
I don't hear it.
There it is.
Both. A little loud. Okay. Here we go. NFL playoff. News and no votes for the games coming up. First up, Buffalo, Denver. One thing that old fans will remember is that this is an old AFL matchup, Tony. These are two original AFL teams.
Yeah.
They first played each other in 1960. And the second meeting ever, they tied. Do you remember when there was actually ties in the NFL?
I don't remember when they tied, but
I do remember there were ties. Yeah. So Buffalo and Denver, two playoff game meetings prior to this one, both in Buffalo. One was last year. I don't know if people were even first round. Buffalo crushed Denver 31-7. That was last year. Bo Nix threw an early touchdown, and then Josh Allen, of course, took over. In 1991, going way back, they played in the AFC Championship in Buffalo. Buffalo won 10-7, which was a pretty weird score for those Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas days. Buffalo actually scored on a pick six against John Elway, made the difference. So that's what you have for that one. Second game, Seattle hosting San Fran.
This is a doozy right here.
This is a doozy, and here's even more doozy for you. I didn't realize this. San Francisco's won the last four meetings at Seattle. They won earlier there this year in week one and beating the Seahawks four straight games up there.
Man.
So that's something.
How many straight?
Four.
Wow.
First meeting in the playoffs ever between these two is in 2018. That was, I think, the Richard Sherman game where at the end he...
Oh, yeah, when he went off.
...screamed at Aaron Andrews or screamed at everybody. And Seattle won that one 23-17 in a game officiated by Gene Steratore. Thought that was a fun note. The Beast Mode had a 40-yard touchdown run in that game for Seattle. 49ers beat the Seahawks a couple of years ago in the first round, 41-23 in San Francisco. Seahawks led that game at halftime before Brock Purdy, a couple of TDs in the second half, pulled it out for the Niners.
This is a very, very good Seahawks defense. Very good.
Especially, you think they're better than Houston's defense?
I think they're better on the outside than Houston's
defense. Houston might
defense.
Be more stout in the middle.
I think they're better in the middle, but they cover. They better be able to run the ball against the Seahawks.
I'm curious to see what Shanahan, with a couple of weeks to prepare after just playing these guys.
Vice versa, too.
Right, too. But Seattle may have to change the defense up a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't just throw the same stuff at them. I think it's going to be a great game. It's the primetime game Saturday night. All right, Sunday morning. Well, actually about noon, first game Sunday. I think this is the stepchild game of the four. I don't think people in general are interested in Houston, New England.
Oh, it is definitely stepchild.
Right? But I think it's a pretty good game.
Is it Houston, New England?
Yeah, Houston, New England. I think it's a pretty good game. And defense.
Two defenses. Two
both teams played great last week. Can C.J. Stroud hold on to the ball?
He's going to have to.
Drake May is going to make a couple of plays, you would think. These teams did play twice in the playoffs.
You know what I will say?
In the Tom Brady days, and of course the Patriots won both of those.
Head coach for the Patriots,
Vrabel. Your guy, yeah.
What I will say about Mike Vrabel that reminds me of his Patriot days is his teams are very opportunistic, like the Patriots teams were.
Yes,
like
if you put the ball on the ground five times,
you are not going to beat
them.
100%.
Last time these teams played in the playoffs, 2013, Tom Brady, the winning quarterback, losing quarterback for Houston that day. If anybody comes up with this, go right to the head of the class.
Oh, wait, hold on. What year?
You get it? 2013, Houston losing quarterback to the Patriots.
Oh, against
Brock Osweiler?
Guys, you got it!
Look at you.
We got to go to Scraby versus the fans. That was good.
Yeah, I remember that game. It was awful.
It was. Brock Osweiler was quarterbacking. That's why.
Didn't the Browns give him a big deal?
I think the Dolphins gave him a pretty nice package.
He played for the Dolphins?
Another stupid move. Yes, he was there somewhere. All right, final game is Bears-Rams. I'm going to have a little fun with this. These two teams first played on October 10th, 1937. I remember it was a cold, windy day. I went out of the game in Chicago. Bears won the first ever meeting 20-2. These two teams have played 95 times over the years, but only twice in the playoffs. This is something you don't see anymore. 1950, the Rams beat the Bears in the playoffs 24-14. Ram quarterback that day, Bob Waterfield, who is a Hall of Famer, by the way, threw three touchdown passes and kicked a field goal.
Nice.
The Rams victory.
The good old three touchdowns and a field goal.
You want, Bob, you want to run back and boot one through because we ain't got anybody else. 24-14 Rams. The second meeting of the two was in 85, and that's the golden days of the Bears.
Yeah.
NFC Championship game, 24-0. Rams could not score against that Bears defense.
Was Dickerson in that backfield?
Dickerson tried, yeah. Man. They couldn't go anywhere. Rams threw for 66 passing yards total. And the Bears wrapped it up on a Wilbur Marshall 52-yard fumble return, which you've probably seen them play over and over. In the highlights, Bears went on to win their only Super Bowl after beating the Rams that day. So there's just a little look-see. Here's one thing for you, Scrape. You got to give credit where it's due. Last week's 49er victory over... Forgot now.
The Eagles.
Yeah, I put it out of my mind.
I do that. Today I was like, who do the 49ers play this weekend?
I know. Isn't that funny? We're so crazy. 40th playoff win in 49er history.
Yep. 40th. I did see this.
And no one else has more.
Yeah. Wow.
They lead everybody. New England has 38. So they're second. Packers are third, if you're wondering, with 37. But 49ers are the all-time playoff leader in wins. Patriots have a little better winning percentage. Yeah, it took till 5:24.
I didn't know if I wanted to play it.
Bit of an upset there. Just real quick, Patriots 24-5 all time at home in the playoffs. The Texans just won their first road playoff game last week. Denver hosting Buffalo, but Denver 17-5. In the playoffs at home. So both are pretty good homes. Seattle 12-3 at home in the playoffs. So the Niners have their work cut out for them.
Four game win streak in Seattle.
Yeah, did you miss that, Scrape? The 49ers have won their last four trips to Seattle.
Oh, great. So it means it's ready to break.
I think that's a pretty good thing, man. Four in a row up there. Give me a little confidence.
How George Kittle has been in and out, but George Kittle's a big part of the team. I wonder.
I think people are worried, but I think the 49ers almost like it. The more you can throw at the 49ers, they seem to be responding to it.
I think he's the one guy, though.
But he hurts not
having
Not
even
him.
Necessarily from it's a production.
Emotional leader.
1,000% emotional leader. He seems like the dude that when everybody's going down, he's like, we're in this together.
He's the annoyingly positive guy when you're depressed.
He seems like it. And
the
now,
other guy, who's the backup?
For Tongas.
He had a good game against the Bears. 2 weeks ago, but then last week Tongis. He didn't do much.
Tongis isn't bad. He's just not George Kittle.
Yeah. Man, it's like the nightmare now. If you see a guy in an athletic position and his heel touches the ground in an athletic position.
Did he tear his Achilles?
Yeah.
You can see.
So is he out for a year?
He's trying to come back before, or I have a feeling he's going to come back halfway through next year.
He's going to try to.
I think he got surgery today.
Yeah.
But they have that thing that Aaron Rodgers did. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was trying to come back in the same season.
Yeah, he didn't look that great, though, the following season. It took him. He looked good this year.
That
it took
a
full year. And he plays a much more physical position than quarterback.
Yeah, George Kittle's also younger, so let's hope.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm
George
just saying.
Kittle, let's hope. Yes, we're all great. Tony and I
everybody
are
please
crossing our fingers, right. Praying that the 49ers are at full health.
The thing that makes... things that makes him unique is that he's one of the few tight ends that actually like does tight end things like blocks.
He blocks some people.
Like, he does all of that stuff.
Sometimes he says he has more fun blocking people than catching the ball.
As you said, the annoying dude that finds pleasure in like the things
the,
that everybody,
the annoying stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's, yeah.
I mean, football players are just you got to be a little cray cray at
sure.
some point to play that game. I mean, you're knocking the stuffing out of each other on every play.
It's a car wreck every single play.
Yeah. So. All right. Four great games this weekend. We will have our picks on the show tomorrow. All right. Back to baseball in the final segment. Our interview with Evan Drellick of The Athletic. And if you want to know what's likely to happen in the next year and a half with baseball and a potential labor stoppage, you'll know after you hear this interview. After the break.
Listen up, listen up, listen up. Christina Stevens of San Marcos. Give us a call back. You're the biggest fan. You got 10 minutes, 833-288-0973. You have qualified for our grand prize, 20 tickets.
You, Christina. There I was off the air. That was a tree in the forest again.
20 tickets.
Falling and making no noise.
For you and your friends for a night at our Odyssey Suite at a Padre game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Christina Stevens, you're on the clock. Evan Drellich joined us earlier. Right now, just an update. Aztecs up 16-13.
Yes. Any more details?
It looks about how I thought it would be in Laramie.
It's been a struggle the first half, but you know, the funny thing about watching a game up there is you see the first 3 minutes of the game, and then every player turns to the sidelines and begs out because they're just exhausted. And they're like, how did that happen so fast?
It's funny. Playing in altitude, I'd imagine, especially in a sport like basketball where it's constant up and down, there's like a period of time where you're good. And then when you hit it, that altitude hits you, it's a good 10-15 minutes trying to work through that.
It's going to take a minute or two.
Piece to kind of acclimate, and then once you get going, I think
then you're okay.
The guys are all right.
I don't know that they ever proved or disproved the beet juice thing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
But I know the women's team were all drinking the beet juice a couple of weeks ago, and they won. So I'm sure the men's team drank their short of beet juice.
The altitude certainly does something to the blood when you're there.
I don't know what does the beet juice do.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but
I don't either. But
man, there is a block party in this game. Both sides. Throwing up, having some pretty massive blocks here early. Nonetheless, we got some traffic to get to here in a sec. Lakers off today. Big story in Lakerland today. It really has nothing to do with the Lakers. Has everything to do with Rich Paul and his comments about Austin Reeves being traded. LeBron has been dragged into this conversation because
LeBron has had enough problems. Does Rich Paul read my Twitter feed? LeBron has enough people mad at him. You don't need to add to it.
He felt compelled to release this. I think he spoke about it after the game.
He did, yeah.
And basically was like, listen, I'm not controlling Rich Paul. Like, he does what he does.
Yeah.
Austin Reeves knows how I feel about him. We talk every day on the bench. So in LeBron's eyes, it's a whole lot to do about nothing. But for the rest of the world,
nobody's going
to
let that go.
It's somehow his fault that Rich Paul is.
LeBron James's agent said Austin Reeves should be traded. I think Austin Reeves's agent should come out and say LeBron should be traded. Yeah. Even it up.
I mean, I don't know. To me, it'd be funny if Anthony Davis came out and was upset about it.
By the way, Anthony Davis is like gone for several weeks now at a wrist or hand injury.
Yeah. The bad trade just keeps getting worse.
Getting worse for Dallas because Anthony Davis hasn't been able to stay even close to healthy.
I appreciate
since he's
you.
Been there.
I appreciate you, Nico. Nico Harrison.
Nico
if you're
Harrison.
Out there, if you're out there listening, man. Laker fans.
Love you.
Big fans of you.
Yes, you
big
are.
Big fans. Absolutely.
How's Luka doing? You watch every game. I don't. How's Luka doing in terms of his conditioning and defense?
Defense is about where it has always been.
Okay.
His conditioning is good. He looks in good shape.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can play defense all of a sudden. He's still struggling with that part. But
you know, there's two ways to play defense. One, you lock down your guy. Two, you give up 30 points, but you score 40. That still wins.
That's defense.
That's what he does.
10 plus on
his
side.
That's what he does. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's still good. LeBron is still doing crazy things.
He had 31 points last night. I mean, that is an NBA game that you're still doing that in, and he's 43 years old.
41.
Oh, 41.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
23rd year.
Yeah.
That's where the three came in.
All right. Traffic. Evan Drellich after.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Evan Drellick from The Athletic. Boy, good to have him on the show, especially since, Evan, we were holding off to 2:40 to have you on, but our segment started at about 2:36, so we've been tap dancing for 4 minutes until your arrival. Happy to have you with us. All guests, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. They've been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, Evan, thank you so much for your time, sir. Great stuff. Love following everything you write in The Athletic. I always feel smarter when I read your stuff. So I'm hoping to feel a smarter again today. Where start with a bit of a general overseeing question, but where do things kind of stand with baseball, and if I'm a fan, how worried should I be at this stage that something could happen?
I'd be a little bit worried. I don't think it's a no-worry zone. So in the next couple months, probably no later than May, last time it was in April, the union and the league will start having negotiations about the next CBA. The current deal expires after this season in December. In all likelihood, we're going to have another lockout starting in December, just like last time. And the big question is whether this one is exactly like last time, where it ends just in time for the regular season, or are games actually missed this go around? And the big looming issue so far is the potential of the salary cap. Owners have long wanted one. They haven't made a big push for one in a while, but that's been brewing really for the last year or even beyond that, since the last deal was reached. And so it seems to me likely that we're going to eventually get some sort of proposal for a salary cap. That in itself isn't the biggest deal. The biggest deal will be, are they sticking to it? You know, come March of 2027, really kind of the drop dead point by which you've got to have an agreement so that you can have at least, you know, 2.5 weeks of spring training or something like that. Is that proposal still going to be on the table, or will they find a way to play a full season of games? The industry is over $12 billion in revenue. There's a ton of money on the line. I think the rational incentives are for everybody to find a way to play. But that's the big question that looms at the moment.
Evan, first of all, I love your work, man. I really appreciate the work you do for the game of baseball in terms of keeping us informed. One of the things I've heard you talk about here recently is kind of, you know, among some of the other hangups, is the own kind of infighting within the owners and some of the teams at the top of the totem pole versus some of the at the bottom. How much of an obstacle do you think that can be as these two sides try to find some midpoints to maybe push this thing forward?
It's always an issue, and I think in some cases it's more of an issue than can they find a deal with the players, is the ability for the commissioner to get his 30 owners and their groups on the same page. And even when you talk about the potential of a cap proposal, there are big things that they got to settle on internally if they're going to be able to move forward with that, they being the owners. You got to choose a floor that the small market teams can live with. You know, same thing with the ceiling for the big market teams. And yeah, that's even before you get to the point of trying to convince a group of players in the union that historically, you know, for decades has said, we don't want to do this, that it's now the right thing to do. And the other part of this that's tied to a cap, that doesn't necessarily have to be tied to a cap, is the state of the sports media rights. Right. You know, the RSNs are crumbling. The Padres, everybody's seen this, you know, MLB took over their broadcast. MLB, there are some big changes MLB can make with media rights that would involve big changes to revenue sharing, meaning how money is shared between the owners themselves. The tricky thing about that is that revenue sharing is collectively bargained. It has to go through the players. So there's a lot to deal with for the owners who, in this negotiation, unlike the last one, where the players have been angry for a long time, this one is about the changes the owners want to make. There are certainly things the players want, but the aggressors so far have certainly been the owners.
Evan Drellick from The Athletic, getting smarter by the moment here. Evan, thank you for all of this stuff. I kind of the opposite of what Tony asked, but is there any potential this time, because I don't really believe it's ever happened before, that the players aren't as strong this time as always in the past? I say that, you know, you got the Bryce Harpers, you got the cream of the crop. I think, you know, all of the things are nice for them. But it seems to me I'm hearing a little whispering anyway that maybe some of the rank and file players wouldn't really mind if there was a salary cap as long as you keep baseball going, because salary cap doesn't necessarily affect their salaries. Could that come into play at all, or the players are forever going to stay solidified?
It's a good question. I think history shows us it's unlikely that the players are all of a sudden going to flip-flop their position here. That doesn't mean the owners shouldn't test that or won't test that and try to see if, you know, well, hey, maybe, you know, look, it has been, you know, more than a full generation since you've had a true work stoppage, meaning games were missed, right? The 94-95 strike of 232 days is the last time people had to sit out and miss games. Yeah. They got real close last time in 2021-2022, but it didn't end up happening. And so, you know, is this group as steadfast as it was in the past? You can ask somewhat similar questions on the ownership side. You've got a lot of new owners. How are they going to stick together? Are their incentives all aligned? There is certainly a reality that for the owners, the moment you get a salary cap, your franchise values shoot up. If it costs you a season of games, if the players are really still entrenched in this position, is that trade-off worth it? You know, is it worth passing up whatever, $13 billion that the two sides split to get to that point? So I think the league is trying to, including the commissioner, message to players, hey, you guys should consider how a cap could potentially help you. The union's position has always been economically, this will hurt us. Even if there are immediate gains over the long term, this is bad for players. Don't do it. I'm skeptical that they can get enough players to basically change their minds. And it's not just players. It's their agents who are you know, very close to the players. So is it impossible? No. Is it likely? No.
Yeah. Evan Drellick joins us here, right? Does a terrific job for The Athletic in covering Major League Baseball. Evan, you've kind of alluded to it, right? It sounds like Rob Manfred has this grandioso plan to centralize all of the media rights. And it's right now lined up to all happen in 2028, which brings me to my next question, is how important are the issues now versus that big issue that's coming up 2 years from now? How does it all line up in terms of really missing games or locking out or striking before next season?
Yeah, it's interesting. So, you know, a lockout and a strike are kind of, they go hand in hand. The owners do the lockout, the players do the strike. You're never going to see, I don't think in our lifetimes, another strike in baseball for the reason that the last one came in August in the middle of the season, and the owners are never going to allow it to get to that point. You're never going to see a season start without a CBA in place. Okay, so to the question about media rights, like I was saying before, where it's collectively bargained revenue sharing, that's where it becomes very important here. So what Rob Manfred would like to do is instead of having the 30 teams control what they do with their local rights, meaning those whatever 100 games that go to your RSN. In the Padres case, it's games go to MLB itself because MLB is now acting as an RSN. Rob wants to control those and decide who goes where. And the reason is when the league's national TV deals are up, so the Sunday game of the week, the World Series rights, all those come up in 28. The idea is to not only sell those again to the big streaming companies, but to sell the local rights to the big streaming companies. So, you know, if you're Peacock and you can bid on 15, 20 teams where everybody in that given market has to sign up for Peacock to watch their team's games, that there's some money to be made there, potentially.
Don't do it, Evan. Don't let them do that. Don't let them do it.
The big market teams might not let them do it, right? Because the question then becomes, okay, are you sharing that money? How is this going to work? The big market teams aren't going to go, well, I still want to keep the money that I make. And so it all comes down to how does he want to change how media rights money is shared? Because the little market teams, you know, and we'll include the Padres in this because they don't have a regular RSN anymore. They're with MLB. They're like, we're not getting any money from TV anymore. You got to help us out here. So it's what he wants to do with TV money has to kind of run through the players, and it's a very big decision. And the players will sit there and go, we don't want too much money centralized, because if all the money is centralized, then why do you have to work on your roster and make your team good? You're going to make a boatload of money no matter what you trot out there. So it becomes very intricate very quickly.
Evan, we got you for a couple more minutes, and we're not going to let you go because, we appreciate your time. Real quick, from the Padres fans' perspective, and it's not all of the Padres fans' perspective, the Dodgers are bad for baseball, right? They spend way too much money. They make it almost impossible for, you know, the Padres to keep up and everybody else. From somebody with such a good understanding of the economics of the sport, how truly bad for baseball are the Dodgers, and should they be held accountable, or should we hold accountable the teams that don't try to compete, you know, the way they do?
You know, I grew up in New York, and I grew up not rooting for the Yankees, but was of the have probably partly because of that experience come to the opinion that having villains isn't the worst thing, right? The fact that you're asking me questions about the Dodgers and the Dodgers get under people's skin, it's almost wrestling. You need your bad guys and your good guys, and I think in baseball there is some value to that. Now, whether you eliminated, let's say you went to a cap system, does that mean the Dodgers are no longer the bad guys? I don't know, and I think that's an interesting debate there. Look, the union and player position has always been the owners can spend more. I think it is a tough position for the owners generally, in that the books aren't open. You know, they're kind of asking you to trust them.
Yeah.
that said, we all know the Dodgers are making more money than the Royals or the Padres. So it's not a perfectly even playing field. It's also a sport where the best team wins, 65% of the time. If you get in the playoffs, you got a chance to make it. I don't get too hot and bothered by the Dodgers, put it that way.
Evan, amazing, fun. I hope awesome. We can, tap your knowledge, down the road a little bit. But understand you got some big fans here in San Diego. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you coming on and joining us here.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate the kind words. Talk soon.
Tony's getting a shot at me in there before we go off the air.
It wasn't a shot.
What was it?
He just saw something online in the UT, and he goes, did you see this? I go, no. He goes, you'll see it in the paper tomorrow.
It was a story on Rocky Long. He's a head coach in a Colorado high school now. And it just popped up on my phone. I was like, oh, wait, it's probably not going to be in a paper till tomorrow.
Yeah, but that good is good call, Tony. Good call.
You know, Rocky Long, he's a football coach.
Yeah, he is.
That is not a surprise to me.
Nope.
Competitors don't make excuses. They just make plays.
Yep. I miss Rocky.
I
Sean Lewis, but I miss Rocky.
I miss Rocky, too. He taught me a lot just doing that coach's show with him. He was really fun to hang out with. So, but yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Like, he's just coaching high school. He just wants to coach. He's a coach. That's what he does.
Scraby.
For him. Yes.
Chronicles up next. What are you talking about?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know, Tony. We'll talk about...
Wait, you don't know. You got like 7 minutes.
I'm just kidding. No, we're going to talk about the stuff that happened today with the Padres for all the people that just got off work. We're also going to talk about Lamar Jackson's new contract that he is seeking.
Oh, Scraby is ready to hate for an hour.
But anyone who wants to become... who wants a new contract just to become the highest paid player in the league, I don't care. Sorry.
Well, of course you don't care.
It's not you're not getting any of the money.
Also, a really terribly sad story about Greg Biffle.
Yeah.
That we'll talk
this,
about.
This is just...
he's the auto racing guy.
Yeah, who passed away
in a plane crash along with his family. Mm.
And there are some bad people out there. And I'll tell you why.
Scraby Chronicles up next tomorrow.
We'll also update you on the Aztec game, right, Scraby?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't forget the right game's going on. So.
Come on, man.
I always forget when it starts at 7.
This is what happens when you've gone to 18 schools. You're not paying attention to this kind of stuff.
No, I'm paying attention now.
All right.
I'm locked into Sean Newman Jr.
Scraby Chronicles up next. You guys have a good night.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.